Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily. Joe Giglio with you. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast, YouTube feed. Is 94 WIP. Check us out there live, of course, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. today with the midday show. All shows 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. live on YouTube. Check it out. Odyssey app, of course, podcasts, however you want to listen to the midday show or WIP Daily, you can find it. Thank you so much for making this a part of your day. And the Phillies last night, my goodness, what a comeback. And I was already in the eighth inning to kind of move off the Phillies. And I say, all right, I'll just go to the NBA draft. But then the Phillies rolled me back in. I had kept the NBA draft on the small TV. Luckily, we had time for the conclusion of that Phillies win. Best win they've had in a long time to go over to the NBA draft. And that's, of course, where we saw the Sixers with the 22nd pick take LeBaron Filon Jr., the guard, out of Alabama to join the Sixers here after a sophomore year in college basketball. I'm a big fan of the pick. I'm a big fan of this player. This kid has something to him. And I want to dive into the player, the pick, the decision-making by Mike Anzi and company, and the future here with the Sixers after the selection of Filon Jr. last night at number 22. All right, so let's talk about the player. First blush, first glance, a few names come to mind. I see, you know, I'm not saying he's going to be this guy, but I see some SGA to his game. When you watch him and the body control he has, there's an SGA element to his body control and how he can rise up and get his shot. That's one. DeJounte Murray is another one that I thought about who's had a good NBA career. Probably got overrated at one point early in his career when he's with the Spurs and moving on to the Hawks, but a good NBA player. And I also see some Mike Conley. I saw some Jalen Brunson out there, even the Conley one. Like, Conley's at least a little thin. Brunson is thick, and Brunson is strong. And Brunson is kind of deceptively speedy because he doesn't look fast. This kid's fast. That's why I see more of a young Conley, DeJounte Murray with the athleticism. But I really see a lot of SGA when I watch him. So comp-wise, those are the three guys I see. If he has a career like any of them, you know, I guess DeJounte Murray would be on the low end of that scale. Conley would be in the middle. And obviously the top guy would be SGA, who's won multiple MVPs. He's a great player, champion. That would be the ultimate price here for the Sixers. But if he's anything like the guys I mentioned, that is a home run. I love his mentality. I love that he played at Alabama. I think Nate Oates is really putting something together at Alabama. I think one of these years they're going to win an NCAA championship. Every year they play a style that wakes you up, opens your eyes because of their three-point shooting garage. And I think they always have a chance in these big games in the NCAA tournament because of it. So I like the program he came from. I like the fact that he was the most productive player on that team, had a 35-point game in their final game of the NCAA tournament against Michigan, brought up that night, and I sense a confidence about him. He knows he could play. I think there's a line between confidence and cockiness. This kid has the right makeup here. I think he's going to fit Philadelphia well. I think he's going to fit this roster well, and I think it's a home run pick. I mean, you watch the NCAA last year, Peterson, who goes to the Jazz at 2, obviously an intriguing prospect, but with some questions. The Bonds at number 1 is going to be a very good player to go to the Warriors. I think Caleb Wilson out of North Carolina is going to end up being the best player in this draft. I think we're going to look back and say he should have been the number 1 player. I think he's going to end up the best player. He has an incredible skill set, and it will just grow, and I love his mentality and all that. I'm not sold on Boozer at number 3 to Memphis. I don't see it with Boozer the way some people do. I think he's a limited player. Good, but limited. And then you see from there where the draft goes. Acuff is obviously a tremendous scoring guard that Calipari developed. So there's some good players in this draft. This was a pretty good draft. Some years recently, we've had some not as great drafts. The Michigan kids, you know, Johnson, the kid from Pennsauken who went to the Warriors. I mean, that program was dominant for a reason. And, you know, Dusty May took Johnson with him to Dallas with that top 10 pick. So interesting draft. I do think, though, when we look back, we're probably going to say, why was Filon there at 22? You know, why these teams miss on LeBaron Filon Jr. and let him be on the board at 22? I think we're going to have one of those. Now, is it going to be as extreme as we say now about Tyrese Maxey? That's a big bar. That's a high bar to clear. Tyrese Maxey at the pick he was, around the same pick. You know, that's all-time kind of a value for the pick. To get an All-NBA player, which Tyrese Maxey was this year, in the 20s, is very rare. I'm not telling you right now if Filon's going to be an All-NBA player, but I think he could be a good player. And I think he could be one that helps the team win a lot of basketball games. And you can't have enough guard depth, and you need more of it. The Sixers last year did not have enough, but especially after trading away Jerry McCain. So, number one, first and foremost, I like the player. Number two, I liked the process here by Mike Gansey. And I am pleasantly surprised this morning that they stuck with this kind of plan, that they didn't just go after building a team, that they're going after the best player, which at this stage with the Sixers are, they have to. I saw some people step in and get a big or a wing. You got to take the best player. You're in the 20s. And, you know, let's be real. The Sixers aren't going to win the championship next year. Just be honest about it. They're not. So they cannot be taking players simply to win a championship next year. What fits this particular roster?
Baseball is back, and BetMGM, official partner of Major League Baseball, is bringing the heat all season long. Step up to the plate all season with Swing for the Fences, the free-to-play game where every swing could score you rewards. We're talking parlay boost tokens, odds boost tokens, same-game parlay boost, and even bonus spins all season long. And the action doesn't stop there. Get more out of every at-bat with MLB same-game parlay boost. Stack your picks and boost your potential payout. Plus, lock in bigger value with MLB odds boost tokens and MLB parlay boost tokens all season long. More boosts, more swings, more chances to win. Download the BetMGM app and step up to the plate today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus and present in Ohio. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards payback and unrestricted withdrawable funds. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
The other thing I found really cool about listening to Mike Gansey last night is his recall of Filon Jr.'s college career and the detail of which he spoke about the games he excelled in and the detail he gave about the games he watched Filon play in was very encouraging to me. I get the sense, and I, you know, listen to Gansey speak a few times now. You know, he had that incident at the Phillies game where he kind of ruined Jose Luzardo's no-hitter. All that aside, you know, we heard that introductory press conference and he kind of trailed off. It's like, yeah, you know, he didn't seem like he was comfortable answering those questions. I get the sense, listening to Gansey, excuse me, a few times, from his introductory press conference to last night, is this guy is a basketball junkie. Not a press conference guy. He's not a media guy. He is a basketball tape dog. He is a junkie. He loves the game. And I think his evaluations of players stem mostly from extensive film watching, extensive game watching. It would not surprise me at all to see him taking in all the games live in the summer league in the next few weeks. You know, I don't know what his family situation is and how often he has to be at home compared to on the road. I don't know. And that's not a huge deal when it comes to running a team. But it wouldn't surprise me if he has the availability, if he's going to be there watching with his eyes. And it wouldn't surprise me as the years go on, especially if there are years in the future where the Sixers could end up with a very high pick, you know, whether it be the Clippers pick in a couple years or the Sixers have some struggles and they end up in their own sort of lottery situation. It wouldn't surprise me at all if we see Mike Gansey, you know, taking in games live, college basketball games live, watching Michigan, watching Texas, watching Alabama, and being there. You know, eyes on the ground or feet on the ground, eyes in the crowd, eyes in the arena. He strikes as that kind of guy. I mean, I thought it was, I would say abnormal kind of recall about his games. And I got the sense listening, it wasn't like he was briefed on this. And it wasn't like he watched a highlight. He watched full games. So whether or not he was watching during the season as part of his just overall prep work for the upcoming draft, thinking he'd be with the Cavaliers, or it was catching up recently in the last few weeks on a handful of prospects in particular, thinking they might be there and thinking they were high on their draft board. I don't know how he went about his business, and that's his prerogative. But I sense just listening to him, he watched a lot of this kid playing basketball and games, not just highlights, not just cut-ups. He watched games. He watched the flow of the game. And I think it is so critical to watch the game. And I say this as a talk show host. I say it as a, you know, someone who observes general managers. I remember when they drafted Jalen Hurts, and he talked about watching the game where Jalen Hurts had a bunch of turnovers early, Oklahoma Baylor, and they brought them back to win the game. There's something about watching the full picture of a player, from the good to the bad, to the good moments to the bad moments, and the ups and the downs, that you get the picture of what they're like in crucible moments. You get the picture of what they're like around their teammates. Anybody who watch a cut-up or a highlight on any player and think you know something, or a low-light, and think you know this about the player, and it may be you may learn something, you may get a fact, you may get a moment in time, but you don't really, really know about the player unless you watch the full scope of the player through games. That's why one or two plays don't tell the story. The full body of work tells the story over and over and over again. And I really, really like that Gansey brought that up. I don't think it was braggadocious. I don't think he meant to, like, in a sense, tell himself or brag that, hey, I'm watching a lot of games of this guy. I think that's what he does. And I think that's a really good thing for the Sixers, because if we just kind of unpack the two layers of their front office, you have Bob Myers at the very top, who's more of a big decision guy, who's more of a philosophical guy, but he's living in California. He's at that point of his career where it's like, you know, he's done a lot. I don't think he's grinding anymore. And Bob Myers was, you know, came from the agent background. So, you know, who knows how much he was a grinder anyway when it comes to tape versus philosophy and team building and all that. But I don't think Bob Myers is grinding on LeBaron. You know, I don't think he's grinding on his tape. I don't believe it. So it's good to have someone in this front office that is the grinder and is the dirty work guy when it comes to evaluating players. I like that about Mike Gansey. And the last part of this that I like is that the Sixers were not beholden to the mistakes of the past. This is not Daryl Morey's front office anymore. So there's a lot of people out there like, wait a second. How could you trade away Jerry McCain just to replace him with another small guard with the 22nd pick that you got for Jerry McCain? You might as well have kept Jerry McCain. Sure, sure. In theory, yeah. I mean, I absolutely understand that point, and I wish McCain was still here too, and it's preposterous what they did and all that. But that wasn't Mike Gansey's call. Like, Mike Gansey can't make a selection to clean up the mess that Daryl Morey made. Mike Gansey has to make the selection he thinks is best for the Philadelphia 76ers now and into the future. That's it. Anything else would be malpractice. Anything else would be wrong because you want to just make a cosmetic pick to make people feel better. That's not how you build a basketball team. That's not how you build a team in any sport, by trying to correct the mistakes of the past. What you need to do is start forward now, today, and go from there. And I think with LeBaron Fylon Jr., they did that. They went and got a player they liked, a player that has ability, a player that has upside, a player that seems like he has the right mentality for Philadelphia, a player that came from a system at Alabama that will help him be ready for this level of basketball, and a player that I think is going to fit in very well in Philadelphia. So I don't just consider this a good move. I consider it a really good pick at number 22. One, I think years from now we will talk about. And heck, if he develops at the rate, level, pace, even close to it, that Tyrese Maxey did from 6 years ago, coming from around this spot of the draft, well, the Sixers will have an opportunity to rebuild their basketball team in a significant way, because it will give them the authority. It will give them the leverage. It will give them the wherewithal to be able to think about building around LeBaron Fylon Jr. and moving on from Tyrese Maxey at some point down the line. You know, that's a way down the line thing. That's like the last thing you think about in this. But it is a real thing. If LeBaron Fylon Jr. could play and he's a starting level all-star level point guard in the NBA. And then you throw in what you have with the growing VJ Edgecombe. And those two, same high school class. As it was said last night by LeBaron talking about VJ and knowing of same high school class. So they knew each other on that circuit, right? That all-star circuit that players have at that age. I mean, they knew each other. So when you factor that all in, what you have, folks, is a chance that down the line, Mike Gansey and the Sixers could cash in Tyrese Maxey, get a million assets for him, and have two guards that are basically the same age that could play together for 10 years. And that could be Filon Jr. and VJ Edgecombe. I'm not saying that is definitely where this goes. I'm not saying that they move on from a Tyrese Maxey. That's years down the line. But what they are giving themselves is optionality, which you need to do. They're giving themselves a chance. They're giving themselves the best player on the board. I'm a big fan of the pick. I'm a big fan of LeBaron. I think the Sixers, early on, it's early and they have so much work to do. But I like this. I like the Bob Myers-Gansey pairing right now. I like that they didn't get in on Giannis, even though Giannis is a great player, because I didn't want to give up Edgecombe. And I like that they took the best player last night. They took a guard built for the city. They took one that reminds me stylistically of an SGA, a DeJounte Murray, a Mike Conley, one that's going to have a good NBA career and obviously has the right mentality to get to where he got to. Now we see where they go next. Do they get to the second round tonight? So on and so forth with free agency and the trade period. Thank you so much for listening to WIP Daily. We're going to have a lot to talk about. Great Phillies win last night. Of course, the Sixers pick and a whole lot more on the Midday Show. Thank you so much for listening to WIP Daily.